Pretty Social Podcast.
We are so happy to have you guys back here once again. Yes. And we are talking about sex.
Again.
Just gonna jump right into it. Surprise!
Yes. The fan favorite topic.
Yes, I was gonna say, like, that was our top episode last season. Yeah. So we're gonna talk about it again in a mm-hmm. little different way.
A little different way. Still probably not the way that you would want to hear about it, but
that's okay. We like to go against the grain.
Yeah.
So but before we jump into the conversation today, make sure you stop.
Yes.
Like, subscribe, comment, share.
All the things.
Okay, so let's get into this.
Okay.
So I feel like the culture around us, so society, media, is so obsessed with sex.
Facts.
Like, to a degree that I feel like it's perverted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's,
mm-hmm.
and now, if you're new to this, and if you're new to me, I think about sex all the time. So, I'm just going to put that out there, because someone might listen to this and be like, oh, she's a prude.
Okay, wait, what is all the time?
Oh, well, at least daily, but probably usually, okay, I don't want you guys to think I'm like a sex addict, because obviously, but like, for sure every day, at least once, sometimes a couple. I guess it just depends on how I'm feeling today. Maybe this is a little TMI, if I'm like ovulating and I'm like really feeling myself, I'm like,
wow.
I'm in heat.
It makes me want to pay attention to how many times I actually think about it, and if it's every single day, I'm a touch base as a deal.
So I just put that out there because I think someone might hear this and they're like, oh, she's just a prude, like, and it's like, no, I just really feel like there's such an obsession with sex, and to the point that it's just kind of like, I feel like it's not exciting, it's just not.
Ooh.
It doesn't, even though I think about
it.
It takes away from it. Because to me, I feel like when I think about sex, I think about like the fairy tale. Like, I'm in love and mm-hmm. I, with the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. Not like I'm going to go with this dude and that dude and just casually have sex with whoever, whenever.
Yeah.
And like music is one thing. So I feel like, and I know this is not right, but I feel like 80% of the music nowadays has some sort of sexual undertone.
Yeah.
Or it's just blatantly out there
mm-hmm.
talking about all the vulgar things.
Yeah.
Like, and it's okay to be a freak with whoever you want to be a freak with, but, and not because I didn't think, like, what they were saying. Like, if you were, like, if I was speaking like that or doing that stuff with my husband, that's
mm-hmm.
one thing. Absolutely.
Right.
We're good.
Yeah.
But, like, to hear another woman on there singing about it, I don't know. It just gives me, like, a...
Cringe.
Like, I just don't want to hear that.
If, for me, like, certain people, if I hear them talk about sex, it's cringe.
Okay.
Like, I heard this song Once Upon a Time from Nipsey Hussle when he was talking about sex, and it was, like, so weird because he, like, Uncle Nip, you know what I mean? And
right,
it was like, ew, you be having sex?
Yeah.
But I don't have an issue with it. Like, especially, you know, female hip-hop artists, they love to talk about sex. They love to talk about WAP and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't bother me. That does not bother me. I actually feel like Megan Thee Stallion is my alter ego.
Really?
Oh my God. I feel like she says and feels all the things that I wish I could say and feel. Especially, not so much with the sex, but more so when she just, the way she be talking down on men, like just degrading them, I be like,
We're not men haters.
We're not men haters. Dang it, that didn't sound good.
That sounded terrible.
I love how she degrades men.
Right.
But hey. She be like, y'all not gonna objectify me, I'm gonna objectify y'all. You know what I'm saying? And I think that I have talked about on the show before how, like, I used to be so naive. I used to be such an attention seeker. I used to seek validation from men. I gave men so much power. And now that I'm older, I'm like, ew, I gave you power.
Right.
I cared about what you thought. Yeah, he was a liar. He was a manipulator. He was a bum. You know what I'm saying? And now I have all these angry feelings of like, who are you?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I say she's my alter ego.
Okay.
And, you know, the sex stuff, I wouldn't say as much because, you know, I don't be trying to do everything. You know?
Right, right.
But it doesn't, that stuff doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Sometimes with men, though, when they talk about sex,
it bothers you more.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's so interesting because it bothers me more when it's women.
I don't like how they be just talking about women sometimes. Like, we just a piece of meat.
Well, yeah, of course.
You know, I don't know. It's so random. But I remember I didn't mess with Nelly for a long time.
Oh.
Because I seen the tip drill video.
Oh, yeah, that video.
And I was like, oh, you hate women.
That video is crazy.
And what was the other one? P-I-M-P? With the girls on the leashes?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, y'all hate us. Y'all literally hate us. Yeah. And I could not. You know what I mean? So, anything around that type of vibe, I'll be like, ugh.
Yeah, you know? And that's another issue I have with sex, because I feel like a lot of the older, I'm just staying on music for this very short time being, but like, when it comes to like older music, not that there wasn't like crazy songs, there definitely was. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not gonna act like that there wasn't crazy songs when we were younger, but I feel like, unless I'm just old and I don't remember, I feel like a lot of the sex songs or sex in songs was more so of like love songs, like let's make love,
man,
and like I am with my partner,
yes,
not like I'm just, this is just a one night stand type deal, or I'm just gonna have sex with him for his
exactly.
money, like this, like that type of stuff.
Oh yeah, just, that's a good point. Yeah, I don't like that stuff. And I really hate, see, I can't get too much with the City Girl. Sorry if y'all love your City Girl friend.
I don't get with them at all. So I'm good.
Actually, I don't think there's a song that they have ever had that I liked.
Mm-mm.
But when you start talking about prostitution,
yes,
and we're like, bragging about
what are we doing?
Like, y'all selling yourself for a Birkin bag.
I couldn't be me.
Couldn't be me. I'm sorry.
And I know someone's gonna listen to this and be like, oh, they're judgmental. But I think we've gotten so far away. Because I know people, there's a stance where people say sex workers are workers. And I'm not saying that I think, like, sex workers shouldn't be protected. Like, I don't think that they should be beaten and raped and just taken advantage of
absolutely
because of their
not
job. Like, I don't agree with what they do, but I don't think that they should be, you know, hurt or killed because of it.
Absolutely.
But also, it's like, where do we get to in a society where that is just the normal thing to do?
Yeah.
Like, it's just normal to have, and like, people want to act like it's not prostitution, but you're literally selling sex for something, whether if you're not getting paid directly from someone, if it's just for the lifestyle, if it's just for, you know, that one night because you can, like, I don't, was it Cardi B? And she's very honest with stuff that she's done, which I do, like, applaud that for her honesty, because some people aren't.
Yeah.
But, you know, she talked about, you know, being with men and stealing their stuff afterwards and whatnot. Like,
yeah.
And to me, it's just like, I can't imagine using that quote unquote power of sex to do things like that. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, sex is just, it's just another level to me. Like, it's just another level of intimacy. And I wish we would get back to that. Like, I wish, and I know that we all have different morals and values. Like, I know that we don't all believe the same thing. So I can't push my beliefs on people, but I just feel like no matter what your beliefs are, there's just something sacred about opening your body to someone else.
Yeah.
Not even just for, like, the spiritual things and the emotional attachments, but, like, the physical things. Like, I don't want to just get pregnant by anyone. Oh, I don't want to get an STD.
Man.
Like, I don't want to subject myself to something like that.
Yeah, and, like, when you were saying earlier, the way that you view sex, I feel like I view it in the same way. And I also, I just feel like, it really is like a deep connection, emotional connection. I think it's, and I would love to hear other people's opinions on it. And I have heard other opinions on it that differ from mine, but I'm like, it's not the same. Mm-hmm. It is not the same when it's with someone who you don't have that connection with.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean? When
not.
You have those feelings, when you have that deep attraction that's more than just their body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm attracted to you
thing.
In so many other ways. Like, that is just, because I'm not going to lie, I've had a one night stand before in my past.
Yeah,
I've done things in my past where I messed with people who I didn't have that physical, not physical, but that like mental, emotional attraction to. Yeah. And I just feel like it's not the same.
It's not.
I don't understand how people can like just sleep with somebody they just met or they barely know. Just and be like, it's the best sex I ever had.
Went
like,
on a
really?
First date and met them. And then like, and again, this sounds judgmental and maybe there's a slight bit because I don't understand. Mm-hmm. But I just don't understand.
I don't understand it either. I don't, because my thing is, just from my personal experience mm-hmm. with sex, I'm like, how can you have just slept with somebody one time who doesn't know you and it be the best sex ever when he's never experienced your body before?
Right.
So he just got lucky and knew exactly everything that you
and
like.
Really, if that's the case, then it was pure luck.
Yeah, pure luck. Pure luck. That's why I always say, like, I hate to buy the cow. What is the phrase?
Don't buy the cow when you can get the milk for free. Kind of. Stop about cows and milk.
Don't buy the cow before you, if you can get the milk for free.
Yes.
Wait, no, that's not the right one.
Don't test drive the
car.
Test drive the car.
I'm not going to buy a car before I test drive it.
Yes, that's it. But there is something about cows and milks.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. Y'all going to have to tell us.
Oh, that's the opposite. It's why would he buy the cow if he can get the milk for free?
Yeah.
So that's me. Don't
have
sex.
Yes. Okay.
The opposite of that is I'm not going to buy a car without test driving it.
Yes.
That is literally the stupidest thing in the world to me. How am I going to test drive it? First of all, it's not a car. It's a person who has the ability to learn your body. Mm-hmm. You're going to throw somebody in the trash because they didn't do the tricks you liked? When maybe their ex loved that thing exactly. so much, and that's exactly what she needed. And now your body is totally different, and he hasn't had the opportunity to learn your body, or she hasn't had the opportunity to learn your body, but now you test drove the car you didn't like, and now you threw away somebody who could have been perfect for you.
Which is crazy. That's why I said, I feel like we just gotten away from, like, what it really means, and, like, how to look at it, because it is a deeper connection. It is about learning. It is about connecting. I truly believe, like, connecting your spirits. Like, you're connecting it. I mean, it says that in the Bible, you know, to become one flesh. And, you know, it's just so much more deeper. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you see it on, not just in the music and the music videos, but on TV. And, you know, for me, you know, being a mom and having, especially a teenager who, once you get to a teenager, you know, you're hitting, we've already hit puberty, but, you know, you're going through the hormones, you're going through changes. And, you know, usually at that age is usually when you're, like, exposed to more, and it's kind of, like, enticing now because you're like, oh, what is this thing over here?
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, man, it's everywhere.
It's
music
everywhere.
And TV and movies. And I'm just like, as a mom, it's sometimes hard to navigate that.
It's almost impossible.
It is.
You can't avoid it.
I can't stop him from seeing stuff like that. I can't prevent him from hearing stuff like that. And I'm not going to say too much about Nate, because obviously he doesn't want me talking about him on the podcast, but whatever. But he gets super uncomfortable when I talk about sex, which obviously, I mean, I got uncomfortable.
What team does
yeah.
not?
And I got uncomfortable when I heard sex talks from my parents, because I'm like, ugh, I don't want to hear that from you. Yuck. But I talk to him about it because I know I can't prevent him from being exposed to this.
For sure.
I want to be real and honest with him and talk to him about, like, I know that you're exposed to this stuff. I know that at some point you will be enticed by it. At some point you might feel the pressure.
Did you say that to him?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I've had deep conversations.
I just cringed, and I'm not even in the room.
Oh, I've talked to him about everything.
That's good, because it's true.
And I sat him down one time and told him, ask me any question you have. And at first he was very awkward about it, and then he just started asking. And
that's
I just
good.
Started telling
you
him
broke
everything.
That wall.
Yes. So, but he still gets, like, cringe. Like, Mom, I don't want to hear it. But I'm like, no, you're going to listen. So let's just do this. But yeah, I tell him, like, I know one day you're going to feel enticed. You're going to feel pressured. But you do it on your terms. I tell him that I would prefer him to be married when he does, but you know, I know that life is life, and it doesn't always happen that way.
Yeah.
So to at least be ready and to be safe.
Yes.
And I told him I would want him to talk to me about it if that's something he wants. Cause at least, even though I don't want him to, I would be able to navigate him to be safe about right. it and him be prepared and not just be out here all willy-nilly as things happen. Because yeah. that's what happens.
Yeah.
So I'm super honest about those things with him. But still, I just get this sense of just like, dang, he's just out here in this world just... And it's the perversion that gets yeah, me. It's not even it's just perversion. The sex. It's just the perversion. And, you know, I feel like when you listen to music and when you see what's on TV and how, you know, women are objectified or how women treat men when it comes to sex and things like that, like, it can almost, well, not even almost, it gives you a skewed vision, especially for if sure. you're young and you're inexperienced and you don't really know, and this is what's formulating your mind about sex. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that. I want yeah. him to have a proper view, and I know proper is subjective because we all look at it differently, but what I would feel like is proper, and obviously he can form his own mindset about mm-hmm. it as he gets older, but he is still my kid mm-hmm. and he is still a minor mm-hmm. and I still have stewardship over him, so mm-hmm. I'm going to lead him in the way that I feel is best.
Yeah.
And but it's hard. Yeah. It's hard as a parent
because it's so much out there. It's literally everywhere. You can't yeah. go anywhere. I remember we was watching a Christmas movie, a very, very kid-friendly Christmas movie yeah. on Netflix, and there was so many sexual innuendos, and it just made me so uncomfortable. I'm like, why? Could y'all right. not just leave that out? Because it's awkward. The kids, they're not stupid. Like, right. they can see. It was like the one with Brandy on Netflix. I don't know if you've seen it. I can't remember what it's called. But, you know, her and her husband's relationship was compared to her old best friend
okay.
and her husband's relationship.
Yeah.
And, like, it was this thing about, like, oh, we hear mommy and daddy's wall banging every night. And oh, yeah. And yeah. then it was like, the girl was like, Mom, I never hear you and Dad's wall banging every night. And I was just yeah. like, it was funny, but I would have probably laughed more if my kids weren't sitting
right,
there.
Right, right,
because
right.
even if they don't have a clue, they're wondering, like, why is their room banging
yeah.
every night?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
now they're going to be looking at your wall like,
oh, God, please. No.
What's going on in there?
No, see, because I got pillows behind my head.
You prepared.
Prepared. But it makes me wonder, like, why do y'all do that? Why do people put little slick comments and stuff that's made for children? I feel like it's very intentional.
Culture.
You know, it and is. I think for me, too, that is the reason why I had to be careful. Because I talked to you about this before. I don't remember I brought it up on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But about how, like, my struggle, I actually had a struggle with sex for a minute yeah. within my marriage yeah. because of the perversion.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't want to do it. I don't remember what was going on, but I've seen so many, maybe it was the Me Too movement was going yeah. on, but I kept seeing a million stories about people coming out saying they had been raped, they've been abused, little girls. Like, my heart was just aching for days, yeah. and I'm like, I can't get it up, in whatever the term is for a girl. Like, I can't.
I was like, get what up, Nikki?
I can't get there. And it was so hard for me because I'm like... She's like, you need to tell me something. I don't have a penis. Okay. Let's make that clear. I got three kids.
Woo, I'm getting red. Okay.
Get a fan. But yeah, I just wasn't feeling it. I had such a struggle. Like, yeah. oh my gosh. I'm like, this is like the things that people do
yeah.
to experience this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To get they stuff off, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The things that they willing to do and the people that they're willing to hurt just yeah. to establish this feeling makes me disgusted
yeah,
by it
right.
altogether, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? And so it took me a while to separate them. And yeah. I literally would have to say to myself,
mm-hmm.
you are an adult woman.
Yeah.
You are with an adult man.
Yeah.
You are both consenting and you are married.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong, you know, and I know that sounds probably crazy, but I literally had to say that yeah. multiple times to be okay, because I have my own traumas too, you know what
yeah,
I mean? Obviously,
sure.
but you know, it was more so just how many people are out here struggling mm-hmm. because of the perversion of sex. Like
yeah.
it really can alter your mind and your view
it
towards
can,
it.
For sure. Now, obviously our situations are different in regards to parenting. I have a boy and mm-hmm. he's a teenager, and you have all girls
yes.
and they're younger.
Younger, yeah.
Do you feel like, I mean, obviously I think at younger ages, it's much easier to prevent them to see as much as you can or
mm-hmm.
like watch videos and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what, if any, that you have now, struggles do you have in that? Do you feel like you've had any struggles thus far in parenting when it comes to protecting them from mm-hmm. seeing certain things, or if you catch them watching a music video of a girl twerking and whatever, like,
yeah,
have you had those conversations? Or
not too much. Okay. No, okay. I haven't caught them watching anything. Mm-hmm. Mostly it's the innuendos.
Yeah,
you know, if I see something weird that they may not even notice, we just did the whole show. Okay. Or something.
Right.
It'll be shows that to this day they're like, you just made us stop watching that, and I don't know why, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, yeah, it's not appropriate.
Yeah.
But they have had people say things to them.
Okay.
Someone, a kid younger than them, came up to my oldest daughter and asked her, do you know what sex is? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and she came to me and she told me that he asked her that, and it made me really happy that
she
came to me, because that's what I want. Like, even like what you said, what I want is for y'all to wait till marriage.
Yeah.
But if you don't, I want you to, and I haven't told them this, obviously, they're 12,
yeah,
9,
right.
and 3.
Yeah.
But yes. When they get to that stage, I would love to tell them, like, hey, let me know if you're ready. Like,
yeah.
If you feel like you're in love or you're in a relationship and this is a step you want to take, because you're going to take it anyway.
Yeah, you right, know? Right.
So I'd rather be prepared,
yes,
for that step. Like, my experience as a teen was my mom and her and my dad's sister. They took me and my little cousin, who was a boy, we the same age, to Planned Parenthood. This was their way of trying to prepare us. First of all, they had zero conversation.
Yeah.
They took us up there. They gave me Depo-Provera, the birth control shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was 14. I was a virgin.
Yeah.
And they gave my cousin a bag of condoms. And they was like, oh, we did what we needed to do. And I was like, oh, what?
What happened?
Yeah. And I wish my mom would have talked to me instead of just doing that. She could have asked me, because at that time, I wasn't thinking about sex at all.
Right.
If she would have said, like, are you thinking about this? Mm-hmm. Is this something that you've been approached about?
Yeah.
Anything like that? So we could have discussed it and then decided that birth control was going to be good for me, because all it did was make me gain weight like crazy.
Right.
So
she just was like, you ain't had a baby.
She's like, you
no matter what.
Right. So, yeah, I've had them tell me that somebody said something. They're really good about telling
That's
me, like,
good.
Something inappropriate happened with another kid, or they
That's
tried
really
something. Yeah, I love that. So I'm like, I definitely want to keep that window of communication open with them. But thankfully, nothing. I haven't found anything too crazy.
That's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was also thinking, when we were talking about doing this topic, is when it comes to how women are portrayed, whether if that's their own portrayal, like, let's say we talked about the women in hip hop. Let's just use them for example, who do sing about this. They can be very sexual in their videos, and that's them choosing to do that for themselves, and that's how they portray themselves, and you know, whatever. Or it could be how, you know, men objectify women or anything like that. Like, I feel like for me, that has, like, I somewhat internalize that, and I wonder, like, is this what men want? Like, am I doing it wrong? Like, do they want women who look like this and who act like this and talk like this? Because it clearly ain't working for me, but they obviously always in relationships. So, like, what is going on?
That's interesting.
And, I mean, obviously, I'm not trying to generalize anyone, so I'm not going to say, like, all men want this, because I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so all over the place that I'm at times like, dang, do I need to look like her? Do I need to dress more sexy? Do I need to, I don't know, speak more like this? Like, because it just seems like it's so accepted.
Yeah.
And then it kind of affects me, because I'm like, I'm just not out here like that.
Yeah, at all.
I truly don't want to, and I don't ever plan to, but I'm also like, it's like that internal battle in my mind of like, but dang, is this what men want? Like,
right.
Is this what I
like,
gotta
do?
Like,
do I need to put some stripper heels on
and
make
it
clap on?
Like,
to get a man?
Listen, they hate me. And this was completely a joke. But actually, it happened today. Earlier today, it was before we were recording, and I was getting ready, and I had to run to Giant Eagle real quick, because I had to go pick up something. And I'm like, well, I might as well get ready now, go over there, because when I come home, I don't gotta do nothing. I'll just be ready. So I'm getting ready, and Nate's like, why are you getting ready right now? And I'm like, well, I'm going to Giant Eagle first. And he's like, well, why are you getting ready? And I'm like, you don't never know. My husband might be there. So I'm like, I'll go nowhere else. I go to work or go home and occasionally to a store. So I'm going to meet my husband at Giant Eagle. He was like, well, why would you want to meet him at Giant Eagle? Why don't you go on vacation and meet him? And I'm like, how often do I go on vacation? So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be out there in a thong bikini.
Oh, and Lord.
He got so, he was like, I would never let you out of the house in a thong bikini. I will make you change it, and I'll throw it out the window.
You just like to torture him, I swear.
I'm like, Nate, I'm just playing. I would never wear something like that out in public. Like, that's not happening.
Yeah.
But, like, still, it's like, I'd be wondering. Like, is this what men want?
Yeah. What it makes me think about is how, like, men, they have their woman who they are in a relationship with. Yeah. Oh, I don't want all that weave. I don't want that makeup. Why are you dressing like that? All those nails, that tight dress, those high heels. You don't need that. But then you see them on social media. They double tap
all the other women like that.
All the naked women, all the big booty women, all the women with 10 pounds of makeup on, 32 inch wigs on. And it makes me wonder, like, is that like, do you want the good girl at home, but that stuff is just good to look at? Because them women is getting wived up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Cardi B
for
is
sure.
a wife.
Yeah.
Who else? Nicki Minaj is a wife. Mm-hmm. These are the women.
And if not, they're girlfriends to high-profile men.
Yeah, and have been to multiple high-profile
yes.
men. The city girls, like, look at them.
Yeah.
So it's like, which one is it? Do y'all, what is that?
I don't know. And that's just... it's just confusion. Like, I'm just confused about everything. And I would love for men and women to, like, input what they think about mm-hmm. this, especially when it comes to, like, this scenario and for men. Like, what is that, you know, you would be okay with your woman at home looking, and I hate to use the term homely, but that's the only way I can think of, like, homely. Like, a good girl, I guess, if you want to say that. But you're on social media liking all these things. And then... you know, it makes me think about, and I know social media is a very small world when it comes to, like, the entire world. Mm-hmm. And I can't use the crazy, weird things that I see on social media to base, like, everyone is like this. Because sometimes I see crazy things and I'm like, there's no way that men are like this. Like, I'm going to believe that there are good men in the world.
For sure.
But, like, I'll hear things like, oh, men just cheat. Like, you just have to be able to, you just have to understand that if you're going to be with a man, whether if you find out or not, they're just going to cheat because that's just what men do. They have to have sex. They can't always have it with you. They're going to get it from someone else. And then I wonder, like, does that play into the part of, like, well, I want you to be home looking, you know, like you a good girl, but I'm going to still go out and get these girls over here. But I want you to look like this because I don't want no other men trying to look at you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
I don't
what
know.
I think, too. I think that's a little bit of it. It's like they want the girl that's showing everything, but they also know that a lot of other men do. And they also know that this woman is putting herself on display for a lot of men to see. And it's like, but my girl... I can only see that. She only get like that for me. You know what I'm saying? So it definitely seems like it would be an ego thing.
Yeah.
Men, please weigh in,
yes.
you know?
Yes,
and don't be lying. Because men like to be like, oh, we don't like those type of girls. We don't like that. And I'm like, who is... like,
how is these women having millions and millions of followers
and
views, viewers?
And yes, everybody's Woman Crush Wednesday, y'all. Yeah,
yes.
So don't care.
Like, I don't never... let me say I never. I rarely see a woman. You know what? This made me think of something that just made me so mad.
Uh-oh.
Someone called. I was so mad when they said this to me. And I think I understood what they were trying to say. But I had this conversation with this guy. This is weird. But I had this conversation with this guy that I was talking to a long time ago. And he called me simple. And I was like, exactly. I was like, simple.
Don't ever call me simple.
Simple?
Because what do
he
you mean?
He was like, yeah, like you're playing. I was like, playing? Like, where?
That's rude.
Well, okay, so I was, initially, I was like.
Yeah, because what?
But then he elaborated on what he meant, even though I still feel like you should have used a
poor choice
term.
Of words.
Very
lots
poor.
Of other
but
adjectives.
He was saying, like, oh, well, you don't go and get acrylics done. Like, you're not at the hair salon all the time. You're not wearing pounds of makeup. So that's why I'm simple or plain compared to those women. And I'm like, okay, I get that because I don't. I don't. I don't get my nails done.
He could have said natural.
Yes. This is something. Definitely. But I'm like. Like,
I know, right?
But whatever. Anyways, I don't know why I just thought about that. I think because I used the word homely. But yeah, I'm just like, I don't get that of why there are men that feel like that or that express that. And also, I kind of wonder, how women in those situations feel. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are a woman who, maybe you were good with getting dressed up and cute, and I shouldn't say dressed up cute, but you were doing a lot more, and then you get into a relationship or you get married, now your man wants you to, like, simmer it down a little bit. But you might notice him liking these pictures. Like, I wonder how that feels. She's just a goody me. Right. I wonder how that would make someone feel. Because I feel like if I was in that position, I would be like, well, dang. Like, what do you like?
You're not going to be able to help but to compare yourself to the women who your eyeballs are popping out of their faces for. Yeah. And I'm over here playing Janeing it up. You know what I'm saying? Trying to...
Just being simple. Like you like it.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, I don't know. I think that it makes you compare yourself.
Yeah. And that's what I'm talking about, that internal battle of sometimes I'm like... comparing myself to these women, like, dang, is this what I gotta be doing out here to...
That's so true.
I've lived long enough to be like, I'm not doing that. Like, maybe if I was in my 20s and I was still very easily swayed by things, but at 35, I'm like, if I don't feel it, I'm not doing it. Yeah. I'm not about to be out here looking crazy if that's not what I want to do.
Right, because we have moments of just pure bouginess.
Yes,
when you're gonna get the hair and the nails, the hair, the nails,
thank you.
Because I don't know what I was about. All the things. You know, that's like a mood, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, it just depends on the person and it just depends on what they like. Mm-hmm. But I think that men who do that, who are guilty of, you love to see it on social media, but you don't want your woman to be doing that. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that's fair.
Yeah, it's not
fair. You know, and like, what is the problem? You know, if your woman, and maybe she ain't got to be naked in stripper heels and a thong bikini on the beach on vacation.
Yeah, of course.
But maybe she does have the hair and the nails and the high heels and the skin tight dresses and she like to post pictures every other day. You know,
most of them ain't gonna be.
Yeah. Like, are you gonna be secure?
Most of them won't be. I feel like the ones who are secure are the ones who are, again, that, like, quote unquote high profile man who that's just the lifestyle. Like celebrities, that is just the lifestyle. You have that arm candy who is that woman, and that's what you're expecting because that's what you're getting. Yeah. I think the everyday average Joe, and please correct me if I'm wrong, men, but I feel like the everyday average guy would be like, and I'm not saying they would not want a woman who's sexy, but if your woman is twerking in videos on social media every day, wearing heels, wearing bikinis and all the time and lingerie and posting pictures and stuff, like, I don't think you would be so secure because that woman is going to end up getting more attention from men.
Yeah.
And now I feel like men, I mean, we all deal with our own insecurities, but it's like this weird double standard where, like, men can, like, heart women's stuff or like women's stuff or talk to women, and it can be like it's just flirting. Like, it's nothing. It's harmless. Mm-hmm. But as soon as a woman does it, it's like, oh, my God. I'm dead. The you cheated on me. And it's like, wait, I haven't even done nothing. Like, okay. He just said hi.
He said, I like your sweater. And I said, thank you. And it's like, what?
Right. But it's just that double standard when it comes to stuff like that. And I feel like it's something that I don't understand, especially when it comes to relationship stuff, because I have very minimal experience in relationships and it's been so long, but I would love to hear men and women, like, your perspectives on that, your perspectives on, you know, the sex culture in the world and how does it affect you personally? How does it affect your relationship?
Yeah, does it affect your world at all? Or do you block that out?
Maybe you a part of it and you're like, this is freeing. Like, some people really use sex as a term of freedom, like the whole Amber Rose, like what's it, like, slut walk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, and some people do, and if that's what you feel like, I would love to even hear from you because I want to understand, because I just don't get it.
Yeah, I wonder if men face any pressures. That was hard for me to say.
Tongue twister.
Not tongue twister, but I'm like, yeah. You know?
Oh, okay.
But in that realm, like, do you guys feel like you face any pressures from women, like, to, you know, in that realm at all, because we don't know. You know, we just two girls on a podcast. So please, if you guys have opinions about any of the this that we shared today, hit us up, email us, DM us, drop a comment. Make sure you like and share, and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a video.
All right. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye. Bye.